feet for it, for, you know, taking. And so this substitute does, I think, give EPA that extra level of assurance that there is funding support to continue the program.
Thank you. Any additional questions, Representative Hudson?
Thank you. Steve, do you see any possibility of any additional federal funds that might be used in Alaska to help clean up the leaking underground storage tanks up there, even on a national basis? Is there any federal funding proposed at all since the last time we met on this subject?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hudson, no additional source of funding other than the annual appropriation that has been occurring through the leaking underground storage tank program fund. Indications are that in time, that funding will in fact diminish with the presumption, I think, on the part of Congress that over time the leakers have been resolved and eventually taken care of, and the pollution prevention portion of the underground storage tank program would be fully in place, and we'll start to see the benefits of that in that we won't have leakers. I believe that there's been fairly good funding to the state of Alaska to assist in the cleanup of leaking underground storage tanks, but there's no indication that Congress is going to increase that level of funding. In fact, probably in time, they'll eventually phase that out, and it will then rely on pollution prevention aspects of the program.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? I would note for the record that we have been joined by Representative Brown. Welcome to the House Resources Committee. Did you have any questions or comments on House 364 or the committee substitute for House 464?
Not right now, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. We have not taken the action of adopting committee substitute for House Bill 264, so the chair would entertain such a motion.
Chair.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes, sir.
Is there objection? No objection. We now have before the committee a committee substitute for House Bill 264. And without additional comments or questions, this House Resources Committee is adjourned at 4:35.